This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, being the 4th, makes Friday the 8th, which, according to the handy-dandy calendar provided to us by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, means we are going to get the February unemployment report at the end of the week. The advanced tea leaf reading should be starting any minute now, not here, of course. But we are going to start with the labor market today, who gets hired and how and why. Artificial intelligence is, as you know, changing that whole hiring process. It's making it easier for job seekers to tailor their resumes and harder for recruiters to get a real understanding of who a candidate really might be. There have, of course, been for a very long time ways for would-be employers to predict how a job applicant might do. Screening assessments, they're called. And they are pretty common. But they're also a bit more fraught here in this era of AI. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino gets us going.
Welcome to the gamified phase of the modern job hunting process.
This game is called Robot Inspector.
Josh Millett is the founder and CEO of the assessment platform Criteria. He's walking me through a 5-minute pre-employment test. It's divided into 3 different games with 40 questions each.
Here we go. And it's going to show me a whole sequence of robots. And again, what we're doing is answering whether we think they're the same or whether they're different.
The game shows us a pair of cute cartoon robot dogs. They both have googly light bulb eyes and tails that look like vintage joysticks. But one has a line of orange bolts on its legs.
And we have only 6 seconds for each one.
Oh, shoot.
Feel free to yell out answers, Megan.
Different.
Different, right, right. Different. The tails, yep.
Now the robots are coming rapid fire, and the differences are getting harder to spot.
Oh, that one's got ears.
I should note that the fictitious job we're applying for is not robot inspector. This game can be used for applicants in engineering, accounting, nursing, IT support.
This is measuring the very sort of narrow skill of attention to detail.
It's one of dozens of different assessments Criteria offers employers looking for more than a CV and cover letter.
How candidates are viewed is moving from being kind of a rear view, like, hey, what's on your resume and what have you done, versus like, show me what you can do.
Lindsay Zulaga is the chief data scientist at another assessment platform, HireVue. It uses artificial intelligence to assess one-way video interviews of applicants, answering questions like, how would you deal with a difficult customer or adapt to a last-minute change?
We train those algorithms on thousands and thousands of answers that have been rated by humans with a rubric, kind of what a high, medium, low answer looks like.
But AI trained on historic hiring data can amplify historic biases, like women being less likely to be hired as engineers or men as nurses. Zulaga says HireVue's algorithms are regularly audited and adjusted for bias, something now required for AI hiring systems under a New York City law.
We're trying to improve upon a really broken thing, and there may be missteps and there may be imperfections along the way.
Because without more objective measures, employers can fall back on their own biases, like focusing on college degrees, says Audrey Mikhail at the nonprofit Opportunity at Work.
We ask executives, think about the top 3 to 5 skills that you deploy every day in your job. Where did you gain those skills? And pretty much universally, they'll say, well, I learned them on the job.
And not in college. More than 60% of U.S. workers don't have 4-year degrees. She says with proper guardrails to ensure fairness and accuracy, pre-employment assessments could open doors for a lot of people, as long as they don't become an added barrier.
When you are used to being blocked at every turn in your career journey, things that we might not fully appreciate the impact of can be incredibly demoralizing and act as disincentives.
She says employers should keep tests simple, say what they're for, and give feedback about how applicants can improve. And they should be short, or applicants should be compensated for their time. Back in the Criteria assessment, I've gone from the robot game to a new one.
It's called Words of a Feather.
If the words have a similar meaning, you click same.
If the words have the opposite or a different meaning, click different. Boredom and tedium, appropriately placed at the end of the assessment.
Which is only 5 minutes long. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.